Hey Houston, it's Amir Diamond backstage at Minute Maid Park for the Houston Fit Family Expo with the fabulous Marsha Ambrosius. How you doing?
I can't take my eyes off your diamond.
My diamond, man. It's a lot of money. It's expensive. But I'm sure you can handle that, right? You make a lot of money.
I don't know for that diamond.
Writing all those songs.
I don't know about that diamond.
No, but I have a question for you. So you do write a lot of songs for people, right?
I do.
Do you get a greater feeling hearing other people sing your songs, or do you like the feeling of you singing your own song?
It's both. It's like when I write something and I'll see, you know, let's say it's Michael Jackson or I don't know, whoever's singing something that I wrote. But when I'm on stage and the crowd is singing my songs back to me, that's crazy. So I'm looking forward to that today.
Who is the craziest member in your family? This is Houston Fit Family Expo. You got a lot of energy going on in this room. I want to say I feel like the craziest member is you, but I don't...
I'm a close second to so many. It might be my niece, Tay-Tay. She's winning right now. Uncle George, Shanice, my brother, my dad, my mom, my auntie Berta. We have a crazy family. My whole family is crazy. I love you.
Just want to get an interesting fact about you. Who are three of your favorite artists off the top of your head? Ready, set, go.
Prince, Mike, Stevie. No order.
No order. That was easy for you. No question about it. Okay, last question. Is Flowetry ever getting back together?
We were never apart. When we got together, I did something creative, bringing Nat as the poet to lend her poetry to my music. I've still continued to make music. She still continued to be a poet. And that's that.
There we go. Marsha Ambrosius, backstage, Houston Fit Family Expo. We ready. We ready. Let's go. Let's get it.
Get a diamond. Diamonds are forever. Yeah.